1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It'll be another dry, hot day north of L.A., where a new wildfire has torn through almost 1,000 acres in a single day. Thousands of people have been forced from their homes, others in wait-and-see mode.
We have all the animals in the car, important documents, and we're ready if we got to go.
Scary, that's for sure, you know, but I'm going to try to stay as long as I can to protect my home.
Israel's cabinet has approved a plan for the IDF to take control of Gaza City. CBS's Deborah Pata has reaction.
Civilians, they say there is nothing left to occupy. They're already dying, 100,000 deaths every day, and that the offensive won't kill Hamas, but women and children.
Today is President Trump's deadline for a Russia-Ukraine ceasefire, but there's no word of a deal. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
In a flash, we've gone from talking about American ultimatums and deadlines to let's have a summit. And this, Vladimir Putin will consider already a diplomatic victory.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. While the Wisconsin DNR has allowed the week-long air quality advisory to expire for now, it doesn't quite mean we're all in the clear. The Canadian wildfires remain ongoing, and Craig Karnecki with Wisconsin DNR Air Management said there are a lot of factors that keep the flames burning. That includes unseasonably warm temperatures, a lack of snow over the winter, and extended drought conditions. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin lawmaker has filed an official complaint over wildfire smoke from Canada. Joanne Krulotz reports.
A Wisconsin lawmaker has filed an official complaint over wildfire smoke from Canada. Tomahawk Republican Representative Calvin Callahan, along with Republican lawmakers from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota, submitted the letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. In a statement, Callahan says Canada needs to face real consequences if it fails to get wildfires under control. The letter calls for an investigation into the country's wildfire management practices and for potential remedies under the international law. The lawmakers argue Canada's failure to contain the fires has harmed the quality of life of more than 20 million Americans in the Midwest. They're requesting response within 30 days from the EPA.
The first week of August is World Breastfeeding Week. We're well aware of the benefits for babies, but proponents at UW Health Kids say there's still a need for more awareness and support for breastfeeding mothers. Many postpartum moms face mental health challenges, such as stress, anxiety, and depression, that can impact lactation ability. There's limited access to experts and education. Some cities are working to improve access and awareness. In Wisconsin Rapids, Mayor Matt Zacher has proclaimed the entire month of August National Breastfeeding Month. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the New York Mets. Milwaukee, the first team in the majors to have 70 wins. They are four games ahead of the Cubs after beating the Braves Wednesday, thanks to Isaac Collins, Blake Perkins, Sal Frelick, manager Pat Murphy.
I'm proud of the guys. I mean, they find ways. They keep going, keep the pressure on. Somebody else every night. I mean, I guess Collins is every night. But then, like, Perk was incredible. He had a great game. Yelly always comes up big for us. Al hasn't played in a while. Had three hard contacts. On base three times. Ortiz is, you know, finds a way to get involved offensively. And, of course, defensively, he's been great.
NFL. The Packers host the New York Jets 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
There's a lot that goes into those preseason games in regards to the evaluation process. It's live football, unscripted looks, unscouted looks. And you want to see how these guys react.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the low to mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 64. The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I didn't know what the hell Malort was, so here now, our own Carol, head of traffic, she's brought in Malort. Down the hatch, cheers to Malort. Now, it went down fairly smooth, but the back end is ridiculously terrible. Judas Priest, that's terrible. Once is enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my time with women.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, concerned about clean water? Worried about the air your kids breathe? Is the EPA doing enough to regulate pollution? We'll talk about it. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
At 8:06 on this Friday morning, August 8th. Good morning. Nice to have you back here up north. Parker Olson producing us down in Madison Studio A2. Brittany and Merlot will be along with the forecast in a bit. So will Dr. Kristen Lyerly. So will Mike Clemens talking about sports. Weather-wise, since it's going to be warm and humid on the text line, Jim in Brookfield. Since it will be warm and humid in southeast Wisconsin today, I will be going to the local Milwaukee County pool for a water aerobics class and some lap swimming. Embrace the warm weather. Because I did remind folks, Brittany, that for a little weather perspective, it is 139 days till Christmas. So, you know, if you don't want to be thinking about winter, then just embrace what we got here. Embrace it for the moment. Yeah. Maybe not so much the thunderstorms, but I'm good with the warmth. Right? She said the thunderstorms are probably going to accompany it this time.
Yeah, unfortunately they are. But first things first, get out and soak up the sunshine, right? It's bright, it's beautiful, the wildfire smoke is gone. Yeah, it's summer. We've got heat advisories from Green Bay to Oshkosh, up towards Shawano, even into Ashland, Hayward, Siren area. You're going to feel that heat at its peak throughout the state. We are going to be hitting highs at about 90 degrees statewide today, and with the humidity in the 60s and 70s. Those dew points, it's going to be really feeling like 100 degrees. So super hot. If you are headed to the lake, especially Lake Michigan, be careful out there. There are some bigger waves that are building on occasion and rip currents too. And those can happen fast. So please, please, please be careful if you are headed to the water. But the water is a perfect way to stay cool today and throughout tomorrow because portions of southern, southeastern Wisconsin, you're really going to still feel that heat tomorrow too. While up north, we'll start to feel a little bit relief because those showers and storms are moving in. So the first round expected far north this afternoon could be strong to severe with high winds, hail, and heavy downpours. You're going to get another round overnight tonight. Then that front starts to shift south in the state, headed towards Wausau, La Crosse, Green Bay, at least by tomorrow morning. That continues through the afternoon before it shifts even further south, then heads up Milwaukee and Madison throughout tomorrow afternoon and evening. It's going to be sitting over you and hitting you. Again, still bringing the risks of high winds, heavy downpours, which could create some flash flooding, and then also some hail too. Now the front wants to park itself over southern parts of the state for Sunday and Monday, maybe lingering into portions of Tuesday. This is going to create an aerial flooding risk where totals could create or rise to about 3 to 5 inches in some places south. So we are looking at flooding becoming a risk as we go into early next week. And of course, still hanging on to the heat and humidity. It's not going to go away. We won't be feeling 100 degrees all weekend long, but it will be feeling like the low 90s all weekend long.
I do feel like we should be looking up at the sky as that thing tries to stall here and saying, this is a no loitering zone. You can't loiter here. You got to just move it along. just
hold up the signs.
Leave a little bit. Leave a little bit of rain and move on. Yep.
It doesn't work that way, Pat. Just like writing a letter to Canada does not make the wildfires go away.
No,
it doesn't.
No.
I thought if I complained enough, it would be effective.
No,
you got to do something.
Now, only if you're auditioning for a talk radio host. That's it. Everything else, it does you very little good. Brittany, have a fun weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Yep, you bet. Sign up for our newsletters, upnorthnewswi.com, including our Sunday morning politics newsletter, which I don't have a question of the week idea yet, Dr. Lyerly. I'm gonna come up with something. This week I asked about whether, you know, Democratic-controlled states like California should also engage in gerrymandering to offset what Texas Republicans are trying to do. Or is it, you know, is it two wrongs don't make a right? Or you got to do what you got to do to save democracy. So I've got to tally up those results today for the Sunday morning newsletter. And then I got to come up with something for the weekend here. So
wait, is that poll closed? Are you done collecting results for that one?
No. I mean, people can still respond to last Sunday morning's newsletter, or they can send us an email, or they can put something in the comment sections. You know, radio@upnorthnewswi.com is the email address. Why do you ask?
It's a hot topic.
It is a hot topic. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
People have opinions.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's almost the weekend. It's going to be hot. Uh-huh. I have to decide, do I bike to the Packer game tomorrow? Do I drive? I prefer to bike, but it's going to be raining. But how much rain? Yeah. I can tolerate rain. I just don't want to, you know, get caught in the middle of a thunderstorm on my bike.
And that's not the only thing you have planned. You have a busy weekend ahead of you here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm done with OPP this weekend, tonight.
Please explain this OPP as only you can.
Yeah, you know me. I'm going to be in Oshkosh tonight for a Stop the Billionaires giveaway rally, which is going to be a blast. And then tomorrow, of course, it's the Packers and the Jets at Lambeau. And then on Sunday, I go to Peru because I'm an invited speaker for the Peruvian OBGYN Society. So I get to talk about rural obstetrics in a different country that has a giant amount of rural territory. It's going to be cool to compare notes with my colleagues down there.
So Oshkosh, Packers, and Peru.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
OPP. Got it. Okay. one of the stories that we've been looking at this week deals with the race for governor, and Bill Berrien, who again, wealthy business guy, much like Eric Hovde, Tim Michaels, but tells Dan Bice of the Journal Sentinel, no, he's different than Eric Hovde, and he's different from Tim Michaels. And Dan Bice asked how, and the answer was along the lines of, I've got leadership skills, which is exactly what every rich white business owner says, you know, when they're running for office.
When will they learn their lesson? This is not what the people want.
No.
The people want somebody who actually talks to them and understands their plight and will help them. And Pat, it just gets worse and worse with every election cycle. People are getting more and more discouraged. At some point, hopefully, Republicans are going to say, maybe we're on the wrong track here. Maybe we can't actually buy everything we need here.
Well, perhaps. I mean, the one thing is, Berrien says he will definitely not be spending nearly as much money as Eric Hovde did and Tim Michaels did out of their own pocket.
No.
I guess that is He's that frugal. Supposed to strike me as refreshing and a reason to support somebody.
He's
but then it was
fiscally conservative.
Right. There you go. And as Dan Bice does, you know, he's a very dogged investigative reporter and tried to get a straight answer out of Bill Berrien about, you know, making campaign donations to Nikki Haley, more than $30,000 worth, in her attempt to win the presidential primary last year. But Donald Trump, of course, came out on top. And the first three times, you know, that Dan Bice asked Bill Berrien about it, he tried to deflect and say, well, Trump won, and boy, I'm all in on Trump now. Bice would say, well, what about these things you said about, you know, Trump? You don't like his COVID leadership. You don't like his anti-science approach. But now you're saying Trump is taking back Washington for the American people. So what is it about the donations to Nikki Haley? And finally, Bill Berrien says, let's just put it this way. I mean, why don't you go ahead and say I regret those donations? So he doesn't say I regret those donations. He says, why don't you go ahead and say I regret those donations?
Why don't you go ahead and just tell the truth?
Yeah, that you didn't want Trump last year, and that now you're doing everything possible to get his endorsement.
Yeah, we know that that puts you in an impossible situation within your own party, but I think that that's a reflection of what's happening in the party. Like, come on, guys, it is time to step up and be authentic. That's what people want. Republicans, Democrats, independents, doesn't matter. People want authentic leaders.
Yeah, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. A couple stories you shared with me include one about Idaho has now lost one in three obstetricians since its abortion ban went into place. We talk about the problem with rural health care. We talk about the problem with women's health care. And in places like Idaho, you've got a perfect storm there for women's health care.
In 2 years. They lost a third of their OBGYN doctors in 2 years. I'm betting they didn't lose a third of their OBGYN patients in 2 years.
No.
And they were already struggling to meet the needs of the population. I can't even imagine what it's like right now in Idaho. My one colleague who is just trying to lead the charge and do everything is exhausted. You can only keep up with this for so long. So I don't know what the future holds for women in Idaho, but I think it's bleak.
It is. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And until there's some kind of electoral change, and I don't think there's going to be an electoral change in Idaho anytime soon, we're going to find ourselves in a bad way. We also had the exclusive today, and you can find it on Instagram and on our website, of a Pete Buttigieg video series that he does on all the social media platforms. He's got an audience of millions, and he spoke to Dr. Jill McMullen, a family practice doc in Toma. And she has some very strong words to say about the cuts to Medicaid and what that's going to do to rural health care. Now, we're no strangers to that topic here. But again, she was a person where I said, you know, a lot of doctors still don't like to speak up, but more than ever before. And she told me, she's like, this is the world we live in. We have to speak up now about these things.
Hey, I chair the board of an organization called the Committee to Protect Healthcare. And it is a group of doctors of all different specialties all across the country who are feeling this way, who know that we can't just have these conversations in the exam rooms anymore. We have to have these conversations on social media, in the press, in large groups in our communities. And it makes us really uncomfortable because we are not trained to do that. I mean, I'm not uncomfortable doing that, but most doctors are. So to see doctors like Dr. McMullen stepping up and using their voices in these places where we, the people, need to hear them just tells you how desperate the situation is. I'm so proud of my colleagues, and I'm so proud of the work that we do at the committee. Stay tuned. There is so much more to come because we need it.
Oh, we surely do. And so to hear more from Dr. McMullen and see an excerpt, you can head to our Instagram site. Just search for Up North News WI or the website article that I put up early this morning all about it. The title is Rural Healthcare Faces a Death Spiral from GOP Medicaid Cuts. And you can read more at upnorthnewswi.com. While you're there, share your email address and sign up for our daily newsletter, our Sunday newsletter, Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, where, again, Kristen's going to come up with a slam bang question of the week for me at some point here.
So much pressure. Hey, Dr. McMullen practices at one of those hospitals that is in danger of closing. Right.
Yeah. There are three hospitals that have been identified on a list nationwide as most likely to close because, like she says in the interview, you know, there are hospitals that are running, you know, negative revenue right now. They're already spending more money than they take in and are reliant upon those Medicaid dollars to keep providing care. Mm-hmm. And so they were already in trouble to begin with. Now you start slashing what Medicaid's bringing in. And like she said, it's not just, yeah, they'll start with, we don't deliver babies here anymore, but then more services and more services, and then they close. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that hurts everybody. So people that are going, oh, this is just for those people on Medicaid, not even close.
Not even close. And I can tell you, Holy Family in Manitowoc is another one of those. Yep. They've already shut down their OB services. And the Aspirus Hospital in Stanley is another one. There are three in Wisconsin. The hospital where I work in Hibbing, Minnesota is another one that's on the chopping block. And the community loves that hospital. They need that hospital. They will fight for that hospital, but it's in danger. So this is a time, if you live in one of those communities, if you believe in rural health, you can't do this on your own. This is a time to come together and use your voices and talk to your representatives, talk to the people who are the decision makers, because if you want to save your health care, and in rural areas, we need that, you need to use your voice.
A local update is next for some of you, and then when we're back all together in 15 minutes, we'll be talking to Mike Clemens, talking about sports. Our Free Ticket Friday keyword is ground, G-R-O-U-N-D. You have until 9 o'clock to text that in. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday!
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, Friday morning. And heading towards the weekend, heading towards the first Packer game, heading towards another big weekend for the Brewers and the New York Mets, and doing great. And I was thinking, man, there's so much sports going on. And I need to talk about a little bit of the sports. And, of course, you hear now Mike Clemens on with Pat Kreitlow, because they stole him away from me. And I lost some time. But now I thought, it's time to bring back Paul Miklik, our prodigal son. Great to have you back.
It's great to be back, Chad. And
so much sports to talk about.
Obviously filling the shoes of Mike is you putting the pressure on.
No. Yeah, I think he always felt the pressure of you. but let's jump right in, because since we last talked, I mean, the Brewers, I remember early in the season, you know, there was a lot of question marks. First weekend was a disaster. I've been following the Brewers for close to 50 years, and there's not been a season like this. I mean, it's just amazing. Not only they're winning so consistently. They are just coming out there, and they've earned the moniker's best team in baseball right now, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, you're saying about following them all those years, they have had the best 60-game stretch in the franchise history. I mean, so right there it says it. That's just the proof in the pudding, I guess, with having that. And it's just been an incredible ride. And the key thing is what's going to – the lineup looks like it could slow them down. But that pitching staff, they have – it's solid, and I think they're going to – you know, I don't think they'd made the jump that they needed to at the trading deadline. You wish they would have – dip their toe in, just instead of dipping their toe in, jumping into their toe, and they didn't. But that Shelby, he went out and had his first appearance the other night in his rehab, and three strikeouts, three batters.
Right.
You know, you get him into that bullpen with that starting rotation, and they still have, even though they traded Nestor, they still got Logan Henderson. I mean, Henderson's been awesome. I don't see where are you going to see a drop off. That's right now. Then you want to like go to bed and wake up in October and hopefully that everything stays the course, I guess, is what you want.
But one thing that we're kind of used to is seeing these pitchers come up and they find ways to get the best out of them. It's Andrew Vaughn that's jumped out to me here. I mean, this was a guy the Sox, White Sox, this gave away. They said, this guy, we don't want anything to do with him anymore. So we sent him to Milwaukee. And now this guy, what, a 12-game hitting streak? He's hitting, what, 5 home runs, I think?
12, is it 13? Did he get one? Because he get... The last game in Atlanta, is it 12 now?
It was 12. It is 12, actually, because I'm actually looking at the game story from Wednesday night. Had 5 home runs in the span, 16 RBIs in the span. I mean, there's some sort of magic dust right now with this organization when they bring in guys that others have kind of said, well, we see some talent there, but it's not coming together. They find ways to strike oil when it comes to talent. Because these guys are talented. For whatever reason, they weren't coming to the forefront. And this organization, I mean, again, I've been critical at times of Antanasio in terms of maybe the spending, maybe even there. But he certainly does hire the right people. I'll give him that credit.
That he does. I remember sitting July 7th when with my brother and father and Vaughn, his first game as a Brewer. And he looks like the guy from Fonzie, the son. I don't know if you
Chachi.
No. I forget. He looks at this. Just look it up, and you'll know what it is. He's kind of losing his hair. He's looking. You know, he's like me out there, and he looks like he doesn't belong out there. And he came out and he hit that home run, and we were sitting there laughing. And I go, he was the third pick overall.
I know. Yes.
I mean,
he's got talent.
He's got to have talent. There's some reason why he was picked third overall, that he has talent, and why it didn't work there, who knows, whatever the case might be. But they obviously have the correct, like you said, management to get him into a situation where he feels comfortable. And the key thing is starting off hot, because when he was down in the AAA, he didn't hit a home run.
I know. Is that nuts?
That's crazy.
It's nuts.
I mean, it's just insane. And I don't think, and they've said it the last week or so, that they believe it's going to stick. I believe it's going to stick, too, for the time being, because he's hitting the ball. Every at-bat, you watch him. He had a bat where he had the other night on Tuesday where he had a 12-pitch at-bat, and he got a base hit, a couple RBIs. It was a huge hit. And those are the things that he's doing. He's making good at-bats. This is not just a fluke.
And so much of hitting is confidence. I mean, I remember playing in Babe Ruth ball, I had this bad slump, and the confidence went away. Once I got a hit and then I got second hit, all of a sudden it felt like, oh, okay, now I can do it again. But when you're not hitting, boy, it feels like you have no chance. Yep. I mean, I still remember that aspect of it. Another player I wanted to mention is, since last time we talked, Brandon Woodruff. It just shows medical miracles again. I mean, the guy's out for – I mean, I remember we were actually in Milwaukee when we kind of heard that he was done for that year.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
And that
yep.
was like early in the 2023 season, I think it yep. was. And he's come back and, what, 3-0 on the season, 2.22 ERA. Just amazing stuff.
And he just solidified, again, the rotation. Yes. And that made a trade with Nestor to get Shelby over for that bullpen and secure that bullpen even more. The crazy thing is the bullpen's kind of got a rest the last week or so. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully they get fresh.
I can't rail about these terrible 5-inning starts that I always do.
Well, I mean, the whole thing has just been when you got now it's pretty consistent with those right. starting guys. They're yep. getting 5 innings, and then Priester
but
gets
a little
7.
Bit more. That's the thing. When he got 7, I was like, yeah, that's what I like to see.
I mean, that's huge when he has that, and you know, and maybe since we last talked, Priester, and there's another guy.
Yep.
that the Brewers picked up.
Unbelievable.
He's won his last. No, he hasn't won his last, but they've won. The Brewers have won his last 12 starts. That means there's a thing where you get to a point where, like, every time a guy goes out there, you actually think the Brewers are going to win. Like, why are the Brewers going to lose tomorrow? why are they going to lose in 3 weeks? Because is there not one guy in that rotation?
We have to take a timeout. We're going to come back. Another segment to go. Yeah, we'll talk some Packers as they start on Saturday. And also, we're going to see if Ian can get an A grade for the week on his number for the day quiz. And the number for the day involves the Brewers. So we'll talk about that coming up here on 98.9 WXCO at 52 after.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Radio stations across Wisconsin could be in jeopardy of going off the air now that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lac-Couturier Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately a 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first he was worried, but now they're figuring out how to keep going, largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks. It is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they care and they want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north, Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here. So therefore, the radio is basically the only news and entertainment source for people, weather emergencies, school closings.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Wednesday has been a big hit for Netflix, winning 4 Emmys last year. The show, a loose spinoff of The Addams Family, follows Wednesday Addams as she comes to terms with her powers during her years at the Nevermore Academy. Wednesday stars Jenna Ortega, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Fred Armisen, and Nightlight regular Jamie McShane. The first part of Season 2 is currently available on Netflix, and the final 4 episodes will drop September 3rd. There's news about the summer I turned pretty. Not the summer I Pete Schwabba turned pretty. Still waiting for that. But actual news about the Amazon Prime show. The show is based on a book trilogy of the same title and for the most part has gone step by step with the storylines. Producers of the show have decided to go off book, so to speak, and add a sex scene. No word yet on as to what the sex scene entails or to what base the characters go to. My guess is they go all the way, but it could just be third base. The story follows a love triangle between Isabel and brothers Jeremiah and Conrad. Sounds saucy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the low to mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Matt Nair on air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yep.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens and our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins me for Bar Band Friday Night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Do you like to get outside? Do you like to do a little biking like Dr. Lyerly does? You're going to do some biking this weekend, hopefully.
As much as I can.
Whatever the rain doesn't let you do. Or instead of biking, are you into hiking? Well, in today's Up North News Daily Newsletter, there is a link to an article on our website, A Perfect Wisconsin Trail for Every Hiker. There's some 3,000 miles of trails weaving through just our state parks. And so whether it's a one-mile hike, a three-mile hike, a 10-mile hike, there are trails just right for you, and you can find a link to that in our daily newsletter. Sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. Are you a trail person, or do you go down like streets, highways, whatever the case may be?
On my bike?
Yeah.
I'll ride anywhere. I've got one of those fat tire bikes.
Oh, that's right.
So, okay. I mean, curbs, mm-hmm. rocks. I've been on ATV trails. That's a challenge.
Yes. Yeah. I have to tell you, I heard from... All right. Looked at a Facebook post, and State Senator Romaine Quinn from the Rice Lake area, Republican. Again, it's always once it personally involves them. It's a picture of a trail. I don't know if it was the Tuscobia Trail or another trail. And it's looking a little rocky. It's looking a little rough. And the post says something like, this is unacceptable. I'm going to talk to the DNR and see if we can shake some money loose. It's uh-huh. always, you know, you can only shake money loose when it benefits their own personal use. But God forbid.
Yeah, what about the other people?
Yeah, nope, just what you see. So invite your local legislator to come see what it is that you need.
That's one way to get it done.
Yeah, this is Free Ticket Friday. You can win 4 tickets to see the Brewers taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates next Wednesday afternoon. Go to the Civic Media app, text us the word ground, like a ground ball, G-R-O-U-N-D, and be in the running. Keywords throughout the various shows across the Civic Media radio network today. Time for some Friday sports, and let's talk to Mike Clemens, who's at Packer training camp. The first Packer preseason game is tomorrow, but we got to start by talking about the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Mets. Coverage begins at 6:35 this evening across the Civic Media Radio Network. So let's talk Brewers-Mets. Mike Clemens, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Or raise a river for your birthday party, like you do. You
know. Yeah, that's like J.D. Vance got. Yeah, you, whatever you need,
I'm
you know?
I'm very good, Pat. Yeah. I'm very good, Pat. I'm very good, Kristen. How are you guys?
Hey, we're great. Kristen's very excited, of course, because you got that first Packer game, you know, coming uh-huh. up tomorrow, the first preseason game. Coming We'll get into that. But here we have the Brewers in early August with the best win-loss record in Major League Baseball, with a whole bunch of guys that almost nobody's ever heard of. Mike, what's the secret sauce in all this?
Yeah, first team to get to 70 wins this season. 4-game lead over the Cubs right now. Talked about last week, their winning percentage, .593, actually historically the lowest in Major League Baseball history heading into the first day of August, but that's because maybe there's a lot of parity going on in the major leagues right now with some of the other power teams. But whatever, you know, night after night, you got Freddy Peralta as your ace. He's coming through as a pitcher. Brandon Woodruff is back. He's going to be the guy on the mound tonight for the Brewers. He's 3-0. He got an ERA of 2.22, so he's looking good. And then, you know, the other guys, how about like Quinn Priester? I think 23, 24 years old. Big kid, like 6'4" when you talk to him. And every time he gets on the mound, I think that they're up to like 12 wins in a row whenever he pitches. So, and, you know, when they swept the Braves the other night, first they sweep the Nationals in Washington, D.C., but to beat the Braves – one of the beat guys told me that, you know, off mic, Murph said, I don't know how we're doing this, and I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Just let it happen. You don't want to know about the pancake in his pocket.
I was going to say, it's the pocket pancakes. Yeah. That's the thing that's doing
it. Yeah, that little carb boost. Now, do they actually sell pancakes like that at your local freezer at the grocer or something like that? Pocket pancakes or something?
I think you can get, like, you know, mini pancakes. You can get everything else in the frozen food section. It wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Knowing Murphy probably grabs a baggie, and when they're serving breakfast in the clubhouse, he grabs a couple of pancakes and puts it in there, right?
I could see that. Yeah, I mean, you've seen a couple of good clubhouse spreads in your day.
They're pretty good.
Here's my... I'll tell you, my favorite story about clubhouse spreads was being in a Packer locker room at Lambeau after a game in the Brett Favre era. And, I mean, I'm so hungry. You know, you've been working a game for hours and hours, and you're starving. And you see the food in the locker room, and there's Brett Favre with a pizza sitting on the bench there in front of his locker. And, you know, a whole 12 or 14-inch pizza. And we go to some other guy two lockers down. Ask two questions, maybe. I turn around, and that pizza is completely gone. I mean, that's what it's got to be like after these games, is just, you know, unhinge your jaw and take in a pizza.
You know, Larry, the comedian Larry, the cable guy?
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yep.
Okay. He married a girl from, I think, Appleton or Fond du Lac. Mm-hmm. She's a big Packers fan. She gets them tickets to get in. And then, you know, Favre finds out that Larry's, you know, around. So he gets them into the locker room. And so Larry makes salsas. You know, he loves making with, you know, different fruits in there and things like that. And so he said, hey, come on back to the next game. So Larry brings in his salsa, and it's him and Favre and the wives, and they're eating chips and salsa like 3 hours after the game. Favre loved him so much.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
One of my favorite, you know, post-game funny eatery stories.
Oh, yeah. Here's a question on Facebook from Roger in Stevens Point. When the Brewers begin their most strenuous part of the schedule, 19 games over 18 days, would the team keep six starters during this stretch?
I don't know. I know that what we're seeing is 5 and 6 innings is greatly appreciated, and then they bring in a different pitcher for the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. And I think that's the way that Murph likes to do it. Maybe they go longer innings when you get into the postseason. But for right now, they've got a formula that works, and they're not wearing out, you know, their pitchers. And Mizorowski, will they let him go to 7 innings? Because they've been bringing him along gradually. That might be the key right there, right? As to how the Miz performs when they get to that part, when he gets back.
Yeah. What Roger's referring to is the Brewers play the Mets this weekend, and then the Pittsburgh Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, a day off, and then they start this big stretch of games, first in Cincinnati, then in Wrigley against the Cubs. It was originally scheduled to be a 4-game series, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, week after next, but because of a makeup game for a rainout, it's now 5 games at Wrigley Field, week after next with the Cubs. I mean, that's the division right there, and I had dreaded it for the longest time. I'm looking forward to that series now.
Yeah, but, you know, they could have played a doubleheader, and the Cubs said, oh, it's misty. Let's not.
Yes, yes. Oh, that was garbage is what it was.
Yeah. But, oh, so well. Cubs knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. So anyway, tonight you're playing a Mets team that's a couple games behind the Phillies in the East, but they've only won 2 of their last 10 games. So, you know, maybe the Brewers could, if they could at least win this series this weekend against a tough Mets team. Don't forget, this is the Mets that ended the Brewers season last year in the postseason. So that's what you're looking at tonight with Brandon Woodruff on the mound for Milwaukee.
Oh, it's going to be good to see him pitching again. All right, Packers are hosting the Jets, the first of 3 preseason games tomorrow at 7, tomorrow 7 p.m. How is the Packer offense looking in training camp this week?
Finally, for me, got a little bit more in sync. They took the next step because, you know, you've been out there now for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. And, you know, Matthew Golden, number 22, your first-round draft pick out of Texas, he's outstanding, Pat. He's just outstanding. And
each day
he does something else. You know, where first he's catching slant passes, turns up field, speed, rockets past 3 defensive backs, 3 starting defensive backs. They can't catch him. Next, they start throwing some deep bombs to him. great hands, great stride. He gets two or three steps ahead on anybody trying to cover him, you know, 60-yard bomb. Now the most important ones is like the crossing routes over the middle, 15 to 20 yards downfield, crisp routes, the hands go up. Once the ball gets in his hands, he turns upfield. And then you see Christian Watson warming up there, coming back from the torn ACL. And you think, oh, my gosh. I mean, if you can have 22 on one side, you know, Matthew Golden, and then Christian Watson on the other side. And Romeo Doubs is having a tremendous camp, the veteran. He's going into his fourth year, into a contract year. He's having a great camp. Yesterday, he made a very nice little touchdown catch on a fade route, kind of an angle route to the corner, and he beat a backup safety, looked up, caught the ball on his outside shoulder, touchdown. And then he looks and he points to the fans at the practice field, and he does a Lambo leap at the Ray Nitschke practice field.
Nice.
I saw him in the locker room. I said, hey, you're in midseason form, man. He just laughed. You know, I mean, the fans that came to practice saw that. So when they finally are getting that stuff going, and then Savion Williams, the taller wide receiver that they drafted in this past year's draft this spring, he's making catches now and running good routes. And so when you see that, you start saying to yourself, man, there's somebody who was on this roster last year at wide receiver that's going to be out of a job come Labor Day.
Well, and injuries happen. And of course, as soon as you said Christian Watson, of course, my big fear is that he's become the Garrett Mitchell, you know, of the Packers, somebody who was, you know, had all the potential in the world and just kept getting hurt. So it's nice to have a deep roster because you never know if things might happen. If you can't get to Lambeau Field tomorrow, maybe you can get to UW-Platteville and see the Badger football team. They're kind of wrapping up their little stint down there, right?
Yeah, folks in that part of the state, the Badgers, for the second year in a row, Luke Fickell took them down to Platteville for the start of their training camp, a little bonding experience. Those have been closed, but tomorrow night's their last practice at UW-Platteville. It's open to the public. It's $5 a ticket. Kids need a ticket, too, but they can get in for free if they're 12 and under, and that gets going at 7 o'clock at what they call the Pioneer Stadium at UW-Platteville, and the proceeds all go to the Platteville Athletics Department over there.
That's so nice that they do that, because again, much like, you know, Packers preseason, these things aren't necessarily supposed to be all secretive. There's got to be a reason to let the fan base in on a little bit of the action. So colleges are learning from the pros to have a little training camp action, basically.
Yeah, it's almost like a family night kind of situation, which is such a great thing for Packers fans too, especially to take kids to, and get, as opposed to, I've told the story before, a buddy of mine said, 7-year-old Jack, who ended up being a great high school football player, was like, yeah, he wants to see a football game. So I just got two tickets to the Seahawks game. I go, how much did you spend on that? I take him to family night.
Yeah.
It's just seven. There's, there's $210 a ticket. And this is, you know, almost 10 years ago now. So I could hardly wait to see him in the hallway of the radio station after that weekend. I said, so how'd it go? He goes, he wanted to go home in the third quarter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, that's why he wanted to do these. And Kristen, you'll be there tomorrow one way or another at Lambeau?
I will definitely be around Lambeau, but my plan is to bike, tailgate, go home, watch the second half from my chair.
Okay.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There you go.
That works very well. That's just fine. Mike Lemon's doing double duty. He'll be keeping an eye on the Brewers, even as he's monitoring Packer training camp. And I'm sure he's going to figure out, you know, the highs and lows from Badger football and talk to us about that as these Fridays roll on and roll on. Mike, thank you so much for the visit. Appreciate it as always. Have a great start to the weekend.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing an up-down. I think I'm going to go to Milwaukee tonight and cover the Brewers game, then come back up to Green Bay tomorrow for the Jets game. But, I'm going to ask Murph if there's anything else he keeps in his pockets, like waffles,
sir.
The wallet waffle, whatever. Yes. Whatever gets a win, we'll take it. Thank you, Mike. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Chris.
You bet. Oh, absolutely. Some folks are going to have a local break, and for others, some final news and notes here from Lake Wissota. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. One more time, here's that reminder, the keyword for our free ticket Friday, Brewers Ground, GROUND. Statewide drawing for tickets to the Brewers-Pirates game next Wednesday afternoon.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley,
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Pop
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Actor Neil McDonough. If you saw his face or if you Google him right now, you'll recognize him. He refuses to kiss another woman on camera. On the one hand, I applaud him for not kissing anyone other than his wife, but she says I don't have a problem with him if he wanted to kiss another woman. As someone who's done it, it doesn't really feel like cheating because there's people in the room. It's very mechanical.
You did write it yourself.
I did write it myself.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And welcome back. It is the Friday edition of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, our WXCO Morning Report. The time is 9:52. And coming up in just a few minutes, we will have our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. But we have a few more minutes with Paul Micklegg talking Wisconsin sports. And Packers start tomorrow against the New York Jets. And Aaron Rodgers left before this happened, but they'll see him later in the season with Pittsburgh. But training camp has obviously been underway. Again, I don't know if I'm not just following it close enough, but it feels like it's been a pretty quiet training camp for the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many positions they really have battling out. You know, last year they had a kicker situation that trying to figure out, and those different kinds of position battles, where a lot of the stuff is probably secure for the most part. The only hiccup so far, way it looks, is Hobbs and his meniscus there having a quick surgery, and hopefully he'll be back before the first game. Otherwise, that's the key thing. There's not been any major injuries, and the position battles, for the most part, are pretty defensive tackle. tackle, I think, is a spot that is got to be secured. That free agent rookie from Georgia looks like he's doing a pretty good job up there. Mm-hmm. And there's those kinds of things that are those battles. And that's specifically on first down kind of plays. Otherwise, it looks like they're kind of still working in the slot. Bullard's not doing so well. But I mean, there's those kinds of things.
Yeah. So again, it'll be interesting. And again, I admit I haven't watched a lot of preseason football the last few years. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll catch some of the game tomorrow. But at the same time, I'm just looking forward to the regular season. I think it's all about just trying to stay as healthy as possible. What is your theory? Because I know who was it? There's a team out there. I wish I remember. I read a story about it that's going against the grain, and they're actually going to play their starters a lot the entirety of the preseason. How important do you think having playing time for the starters is?
Well, that's as much as they play. Year round, I don't know. I mean, different guys coming in and out.
It's such a long year.
It's a long year. I don't know if that is. I don't know if that is, and what they do in practice now, and how they take care of their bodies. I don't know if that's something that is needed. Some people will say yes, and some people will say no. You know, and they all different. They work differently, and they all come out a different way, and it works for whoever. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. My personal thing, if you don't have your team on the field at the start of the year that you are expecting, you get somebody banged up during the preseason, mm-hmm. I think that is not very intelligent.
And especially this year when you have Detroit in week one. I mean, obviously that's, I'm going to use my word, big. But that's a big game.
And because if you're going to go off their theory, which I'm not disagreeing with their theory, that those divisional games count as two. So really that first game is actually two games.
You only got 6 of the 17. I mean, those are the major focus, I think, in terms of needing those, especially in a good division. I mean, you look at this division this year. I mean, Detroit obviously has some changes with their coaching staff, but you would expect that they would still be solid on the field. Minnesota's got a new quarterback, so there's obviously that little bit of a question mark. And then the Bears brought in Detroit's offensive coordinator, and he's coming in gung-ho. I'll say this much. It sounds like he's very confident in his own abilities. It has the potential of being a very – it has the potential now with this scheduling of 6 division games and 11 out of the division, where theoretically, pretty easily, you could have 4 winning teams.
You could easily have that. And going back to that, you lose to Detroit, you're 2 games out already.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just how.
And especially losing at home.
Especially losing at home. So you basically got another one coming that you think that you might lose. It's a big game. And that division is good. I do think that Detroit, it's going to be interesting to see. Because I think coaching does play a huge, if any sport.
Losing both coordinators, that's
a lot. That's a lot. And I'm sure they plucked some guys with them. I mean, they just didn't leave all those assistants there. Right. So they plucked some of those guys with them. So you're talking about quite a bit of new staff overall. Now, it'll be interesting to see the head guy, how much now he brings in his guys again. He did a great job of hiring, obviously, one time. Does he going to do it again? Right. and bring in that stuff? So that's an interesting battle right off the bat. And it might take him a little time. In Minnesota, same thing. That's a big difference. They listen to somebody. He was under Michigan's Harbaugh the whole time when he was in college.
J.J. McCarthy.
Yep. Yeah. And he didn't get – he never had a face – he was pretty clean is what I'm getting at is going to be, yep. This is a different game and it might take him a little while to get going. I'm not saying he's not going to be really good. I'm
but
just
he
saying
wasn't asked to carry that team in any respect.
Correct.
In the NFL, quarterbacks are expected to carry the team. I mean, that's the way it is. It like it or not, because that's why they get 25% of the salary cap.
that's why Sam Darnold did.
Yes, he did.
Until the playoffs when he did it and they lost.
And if the protection is the same as it was in the Ram game, and the Detroit game in the finals game of the regular season that Darnold saw, I don't think McCarthy can do much better.
And he might not last because he's not going to get rid of that ball, and he's going to be able to think that he's going to be able to. This is not college anymore.
We will talk some Badger football next week because they're practicing too. But good to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be back.
And now we got to finish up with our number for the day quiz. And Ian is three for four this week, so a chance for an A grade if he gets it right. Mm-hmm. And I said the Brewers are the topic. And your number for the day is, what is the most number of wins the Brewers have ever had in the regular season?
Most number of wins in the regular season.
Is the correct answer 93, 96, or 99?
96 or 99. Whew, last one of the week.
Okay, I got. Bet your dad knows.
Yeah, I bet he's trying to send the mental waves if he knew this question. But I'm gonna say, 96. 96 is my final answer.
The most wins for the Milwaukee Brewers in a regular season occurred in 2011 when they finished 96-66.
Yes, I got that right.
An A grade for Ian.
That's a good week.
That's a way to go into the weekend, right?
Yeah, it feels very good.
We'll see you Monday.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel's new plan to occupy Gaza City is raising fears. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
First reactions inside as well as outside of Israel have been mostly critical, and that this will endanger the hostages still alive in Gaza, along with Palestinians.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says aid deliveries will continue to non-combat zones. Today's the deadline President Trump set for Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine. Comes amid plans for an in-person meeting. National security contributor Samantha Vinegar.
We know that President Putin wants to be welcomed back onto the world stage and not treated like a pariah. And he wants a photo op with President Trump.
Thousands of people north of L.A. have been ordered to leave after a fast-moving wildfire broke out near Lake Piru. This man is among the evacuees in Castaic.
I was only home for maybe like 10 minutes. The fire moved so fast. Yeah, I jumped in a bulldozer, tried to do whatever I could, and then it just got too gnarly.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.